I appreciate being here this morning. Appreciate, like I said, the week that we had. There's a lot of things that people don't, or I say we don't, maybe understand the workings of the Lord. If ain't no big to do and things, we just think it wasn't much to it. But there's a whole lot more to it than what was beneath this eye, I'll say. I wasn't surprised about doing something. Same thing as I told Randy. I said the same thing as he was preaching. God come across and give us a thought. And I don't know, even if you've ever just dismissed service, but I'm going to tell you what, God most time, He lets you know that you're going to dismiss service before you're even asked by the man. And that's what I was thinking. I thought, well, he ain't dismissed service all week, so he's just going to ask me to do that. And I even mentioned it to him. He said, nope, it ain't that. But we appreciate the Lord and what He does for us. Brother Benny said something even in that service. He said, when the Lord's working over here on something to be over here, He's already working over here. So I think either swept this way or it might even swept this way. I couldn't tell you, but the only thing I can tell you, it was sweeping. But we just got a thought, and sometimes even we try to figure out what kind of service that we need. And we look for some maybe indications through that service to figure out the direction or what. And I've often said this, and I'll probably say it again before I die, that if it ain't a thunderstorm bringing down the rain, that don't mean the rain ain't good if it comes in a different way. Because sometimes these little misty rains does a whole lot better job of really seeping in the ground than something other just blowing by. Now don't get me wrong, I like the loudness, I like the workings of whatever direction it goes in, but y'all know me, I don't have nothing so deep that maybe you can't understand it, but I've said this, that sometimes I just tell the Lord, I say, I ain't as much preacher as maybe as a thought giver about matters. Something other that you can take home with you maybe and just pull out of your basket during the week, that when something other's going on, you might have a remembrance of something. But we're going to read in a couple of places. We're going to read over in Joshua, the 24th chapter first. Just a couple of verses or so. And then we're going to read in the first chapter of Isaiah, just a verse or two there. And I'll tell you, you kind of get it as I get it, because I'm honest, just like what I've heard a lot of them say. Just the thought came. And I'm going to tell you, I'm pretty quick to tell the Lord too, said that don't make sense to me. But that's all right. We just do what He has us to. But Joshua, the 24th chapter, going to start at the 13th verse. It says, and I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which you have not built, and you dwell in them, of the vineyards and the vineyards which ye have planted not do you eat. Now therefore fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served and were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, or whose land you dwell. But as far as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, He it is that brought us up out of our fathers and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way wherein we went and among the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drave out from before us all the people, even the Amorites, which dwelt in the land. Therefore, we also serve the Lord, for He is our God. And then over in Isaiah, the first chapter, I'm just going to read, start at the verse 16, and we just read a couple of verses there. It says, well, let's scoot up one more here, and to 15. And when you spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be like red, like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, and of the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. That's probably a little bit more reading than what I normally do. But I want to tell you the thought that the Lord gave me. And we've all have seen this before. If you've ever tried to download some sort of an app on your phone, or even if you're out and about somewhere presenting yourself, they usually put this piece of paper out in front of you. Because they'll give you everything, talk to you, but then at the end of it, they'll give you that paper and it says, terms and agreements. And then underneath it, there's a list of so long of stuff. And then at the bottom of that, there's a little box down there that expects a check mark in it. And once you hit that check mark, because you just agreed to everything that you just was talked to about, you hit submit. And whenever you hit submit, you just made an agreement with that individual. Now, I don't want to just stay on the phone, but on the phone part, you can read all that and not check the box and hit submit, and you know what it'll do? It won't accept it. So you can't go no farther with what you was looking to do. And you know what I did one night whenever I came to the altar and prayed? I accepted the terms and agreements of what God was presenting to me. Not just for that night, not just for the next day or the week, and not just for the times when I want it. I checked the box and I hit submit. and I became His. And I become responsible for fulfilling the terms and agreements to what I accepted that day. I believe that we've got a lot of people, and you'll say, well, you should not judge like it, that just hadn't checked the mark, checked the box, and they've just submitted and got up. But they can't get the fullness of what God has because they left something undone. Now, you know there's a reward for honoring the terms and agreements to what we've did. Even back in the Old Testament, you can go all the way back to Noah. God came to Noah because Noah found grace in His eyes. He was fixing to destroy the whole earth with everybody. And then He looked around and He said, I see somebody down there I think I can work with. He went on down there to Noah. Now, I'm just going to paraphrase all this somewhat, and I'm just going to lay it out there just like how I see it, because I know God don't work in paperwork. But let's just say, for the instance, He walked down there with the paperwork, and He said, Noah, I'm going to tell you, there's only one way that y'all can survive this. But there's going to have to be some terms and some agreements that's going to have to come forth, and some specific things that you are going to have to do. And I've done got the plan laid out, and you can't deviate from the plan for it to work. So, here's the terms and the agreement. And you might say, well, how did it turn out? Well, I think you can read all the way through. It says there was 8 souls that was saved. Because He accepted the terms and the agreements that was made. I know we talked quite a bit about Joshua and stuff all this morning about the children of Israel. And God promised them a land. But you know what? It comes with terms and agreements. He came down there, He told them, after He was all circumcised again, the ones that hadn't been, there's a city called Jericho over that they had to go through to get to where they was going. And God, whenever He was speaking to Joshua, He said, here's some terms and agreements that we're going to have to come to. And this is the plan that I've set forth for you to do. Now, when God has a plan, He ain't asking me for advice on things. He ain't asking me, do you think this will work better? He didn't ask me when I was sitting over there that night, said, do you think we ought to preach this message? He just comes on the scene and says, this is it. And either you come to my terms and agreement, or it ain't going to work. So He tells Joshua, He said, this is how it's going to have to happen. For 6 days, you just march around one time. But when y'all do, y'all don't say nothing. Don't even look at them. Don't cause no ruckus. You just walk around and come back to the house. That's all you got to do. But on that 7th day, this is the ending of the plan. You're going to march around it 7 times. Then at the 7th time, you're going to stop and the priest is going to blow their horns. Y'all going to shout and all this is going to happen. The walls is going to fall. He said, but I'm also going to tell you this. There's going to be some things on the inside that you don't need to be taking. Okay? He said, so that's the terms in the agreement that we're coming to. We know the story. Happened just how God said it was. But somebody forgot to check the box. They did it. I'm going to tell you, Achan didn't agree to it. If you want to come to the term. Or if, I'm going to say it this way. I'll just back up. He broke the agreement. It's what he done. And we heard some of it during the week preached on. And I'm going to tell you, you might find loopholes everywhere in this days and times in any contracts. You can find you a big lawyer somewhere to find you something. But I'm going to tell you what, you'll never find a loophole in God's plan. It is according to His plan or it ain't going to work. And I'm going to tell you, we can't expand it to make it. There's things in my... Have you ever had a thought and you see something and you think, if I just go over and I tell them this, I can just fix it for them? Well, you can't. There's some natural things we might be able to fix, but I'm going to tell you what, Susan, I'm saying a song, I can't fix a broken heart. I can't fix that. But I know the man who can. You know why he can? Because he's the one that wrote the plan. He's the one that set up the agreements and the terms that we have to come into. He said, come now, let us reason together, though your sins be as scarlet, and I can make them white as snow. But to have that to happen, we have to have some terms and some agreements that we got to meet. Now, children of Israel, they was down there. Or I'm going to say this, the Hebrew children. We know the story where they was in captivity. They had three of them, and Daniel had a few more extras there that was from down there. Good men, wise, understanding. But the king, as far as what the world would like to have, you know what? They would like to abuse your wisdom. They'd like to take what you got and use it for their self gain. But that ain't in the agreement. The king even was wanting to take care of them for his purpose, not for God's purpose. But these men had a purpose in their heart, because I believe they started going through their filing cabinet and they found a paper where they agreed one time. Said, I think I checked this box one time that I came to some terms and agreements with God. So therefore, whatever the king sends down here, we're not going to defile ourselves of it. Wouldn't that be an amazing place to be in? I've been able to do that a few times. But there have been a few times where my paper got crumbled up a little bit, I guess, and I just didn't meet the condition. But you know, it ain't just to God that we've made an agreement to. I've often thought of this. When we joined Mount View Baptist Church, we came to terms and agreement with her. We did. We got it right up here. We post it where everybody can see it. And sometimes it don't mean a thing. I had a man tell me that one time. He said, that really don't mean nothing. I said, well, you got a problem then. I'm honest about it. You know that first part up there? It's not the covenant with the church. That first part says, having been led as we believe by the Spirit of God to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. That's actually your testimony. Then the second part comes down to the more we make the covenant with each other, with the church. When we came right up here and I joined the church by baptism, I know some joined it by watch care, some joined it by testimony. We've got the ways to come in. But every way you joined her, I'm going to tell you what you did. You checked the box. And then you hit the submit button. And the church received what you asked of her. Now, we've come to a place where there's a lot of people demands more of the church than what the church seems to be demanding of them. You might say, well, I don't understand that. A few years ago, my Uncle Robert, he was in the hospital. And he was in there about a month and a half, I reckon, before he passed on. But Steve O'Neill was our pastor. Well, Steve O'Neill, he came over and he visited and everything. Well, Robert's sister, she hadn't even been to the church that she belonged to in years. And you know what that did? That made her mad at the church that she belongs to. Now, what she didn't know is there's one faithful member did come one day when I was there and me and him went on back, but... She called one of the deacons up and chewed him out and said, I ain't seen nobody from the church to come over here and see him and everything, which they came on. I went to that deacon that she called. I said, I don't apologize for her. You might say, that don't make no sense. Why do you demand so much of a church when you ain't visiting them? Your own church. You see, we expect things of the church, but I'm going to tell you what. The church expects things of us. And everything that she expects of us ain't just written down. I'll take it back. It is written down. It's written down right here. But I came to terms and agreement one Sunday when I joined Mount View Baptist Church. Now, she ain't never broke them terms and agreements with me. But I've kind of put it on the back burner every once in a while. But you know what, Jeff? I couldn't get blessed. You will never be blessed by breaking your agreement with the Lord. Jonah was a prophet of God. He was a real one. He wasn't a false prophet. He didn't even false prophesy whenever he took the message down there. But he had come to agreements with the Lord a few years back. But somehow, on that message, whenever the Lord said, I need for you to do this, he kind of forgot I came to the terms and agreements to do what you tell me to. And we see where that ended up. But you know what happened even at the end? He come to the terms and agreements that he agreed to. And sometimes the services, like I said, I'm sitting there, yes, but I just love to see the church just, we haven't even had to worry about it yet. But we don't know what people needs all the time. God does. But I'll say this, that anytime you go back to wanting to put something on your phone, I hope that day comes back to you when you come to the terms and agreements with the Lord. So I hope you never see that without remembering this. You know, there's a fellow following Elijah one day. Oh, Elisha. Finally, Elijah said, are you looking for something? Hey, I mean, if you need something, you just tell me. He said, I'd like to have a double portion of what you got. He said, well, I'm going to tell you it comes with terms and agreements to get it. Even through that way, even Elijah himself said, won't you just wait on nowhere? And he said, not so. You see, I checked the box. That's what I done. I checked that box. Got on further down, even somebody told him, he said, don't you know your master's going to... Have you ever had somebody try to discourage you along the way? Well, when they start doing that, you just pull out that paper and say, I checked the box. I came to some terms and agreements of what I done. I did not agree to go halfway and stop. And you know what? God didn't either. So he went on forth and he said, here it comes. Fiery chariot come down, picked him up, swooped him off. And the mantle came down, he picked it up. And then people looked and they said, now we'll see. We'll see if he really checked that box or not. He took that mantle, touched the water, and said, of the God of Elijah. And I believe at that moment in time, it really became the God of Elisha. Because it made a difference. When you check the box, you hit submit, and you stand on the terms and agreements, it'll be a whole lot better off. And I'll say this, and I'll be done. As a young prophet one time, God gave him a message. He said, now what I want you to do with this message, I want you to go in there, I want you to drop that message off, then you just keep on going. Do not stop. Don't stop and eat. Don't stop drink no water. Do not stop for anything. You drop the message off and you go on. You agree to the terms and agreement? Yep. He went on in there. He's telling the message. A couple of the young men heard it. They went on down and told their father, which was an old prophet. The old prophet went up there and told him, said, won't you come back to the house? He said, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. You see, sometimes we know what we're supposed to be doing and we know how it's supposed to be done. But the old prophet said this. He lied to him. He said, well, God said it'd be okay. Now, it don't say it like that. I'm just going to tell you. He said, but God said it'd be okay. And you know what the young prophet said? He said, okay, I drop in there for a meal before I go. As they're sitting there eating, then the old prophet got the word from God. In other words, he said, you just messed him. You just messed up and you messed him up. He said, this is what's going to happen now because he broke the terms of the agreement. He said, there'll be a lion on the way when you leave that will devour you. You say, you just talk like this was a serious thing that we did. I'm going to tell you what, it's the most serious thing that I've ever done in my life. I thought I committed to something other when I signed up when I was left to go to the Army. But you know what? I just had a 3-year stint I did in it. And then I was done. This is so serious, it's a lifetime. And them terms and agreement needs to mean something. It ain't just the fact about getting the app on your phone. It's about them people out there that looking for somebody to make a difference in their life. You say, well, I ain't nothing big. I don't say much. But I'm going to tell you this. People are watching you every day. They want to see if you are who you say you are. They want to know if you really check that box. Because I'm going to tell you, without checking that box, you can submit all the paper you want to. And that's the end of it. You can come and play. You can come and just do. You can come and act. But I'm going to tell you, it did not go nowhere. But them terms and agreements that I made with the Lord, I believe they're serious to Him, and they need to be serious to me. I appreciate being here. Now I'm just going to say this. Maybe different on it. Been mowing up our Brother Crafton's. About a month ago started, he has this grapevine comes out. I looked at it, and you know what? It looks all shriveled up. It looks ugly, I'm just going to tell you. I was actually asking myself, why has he even got it there? But after another week, I went over, and you know what was up out of it, Brother Robert? There was a leaf on a little stem about that long. Went back next time, there's 2 or 3 sprigs come out. This time I had to literally pick up some of them vines and everything and then just move them up. And the Lord said, I'm going to tell you, said, sometimes it don't matter what this looks like, it matters what comes out of it. So sometimes we may look like we're down, we may look like we're dried up, we may look like we're dead, but I'm going to tell you, you just keep a coming. Yeah. Let's just keep a coming. Let's just keep bringing the leaves forward, because sooner or later somebody's going to say there's something other going on inside of that vine. Because there was life still in it, but I just didn't see it until after a few trips there. But if it was up to me that day, I would just mowed right on over it and everything. I just tell you all of it because the Lord spoke to me this way. I did something other yesterday that this generation probably wouldn't ever think about doing. And I know most of us did when we was younger. I drank out of a water hose. Okay? It's not recommended by today's society. But you know what I did? I turned that on. And you know good and well I let it run there for a minute. Yeah. You might say, why'd you do that for? Because that hose has been exposed to the sunlight. And what comes out of it is hot water. Now, you say, what does that have to do? We show what we've been exposed to a lot of times. But you know what eventually came out? Some cold water. Because it was coming out from the ground that has not been exposed to what's on the outside. So, sometimes if you just hang around long enough, you'll get some cool water. So just because the water feels hot at first, you just give it a minute. Because there's something that ain't never been exposed to this world that is a whole lot cooler to drink than what you're drinking. But every time you pick up your phone, every time you go sign some papers and they put that terms and agreements down there, I really hope this comes back to you. Because the bottom line is, I'll raise my hand. I do not read everything that I'm agreeing to. We just think, that'd take a long time if I read that. I'm just signing off on it. I'm afraid we did the Lord same way sometimes. Now He's bringing some requirements to us and we're like, well. But I'm going to tell you, He's given us the paperwork right here that we can read. And it does matter if we fulfill our obligation with the terms and the agreements that we agreed to.